Today is Saturday, the 11th of July, 2026. We are so glad you chose to join us as we join forces to praise God and thank Him for being good to us. Our Minute with the Masters from Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. The enemy may form a weapon against you, but God determines the outcome. The attack may be real, the opposition may be fierce, and the battle may leave you weary, but the promise of God still stands. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Notice that God did not say the weapon would never be formed. He said that the weapon would not succeed. Every challenge we face becomes another opportunity for God to reveal His faithfulness to us. Every trial we are confronted with reminds us that our confidence is not in our own strength, but in the Lord who fights our battles for us. Walk today with courage instead of concern. Stand on the promises of God instead of the opinions of people. The same God who has carried you through every previous battle has not changed. His power is greater than every obstacle. His grace is sufficient for every need, and His victory is already declared. Lift your head, strengthen your faith, and keep moving forward. The weapon may form and the battle may surround you, but the hand of God is upon you and your success is guaranteed. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. And good morning, everyone. Our prepositions for the day follow. We have a praise report from Patricia S. She writes, "The insurance company approved my daughter Tasha's surgery today. She will have surgery on Tuesday, July 14th. Thank God for His faithfulness and thank you for your prayers. However, prayers are still needed for a successful surgery. I know God is more than able to do it. God bless you and the Prince Ministries prayer warriors. Amen." Anita, she passed out yesterday from heat exhaustion. We pray for the stress around her to be eliminated and for her to rest in God's promises and be at peace. Edward R., we pray for the Lord to direct him as he performs his job. Bree, and young adults with anger management issues. We pray for self-resistance, a softened demeanor, and a teachable heart. The family who is going on a cruise today, excuse me. We pray for the Lord to cover their every move, keep them and those around them protected, and for them to enjoy God's creation and have a flawless time of fellowship. School closures in Central Florida. We pray for administrators, teachers, and workers who are displaced to find a job and for there to be no gap in their employment, salary, and benefits. Those in need of God's intervention in a situation. We petition the Lord to provide guidance and deliverance. Everyone on the call, we pray for the Lord to grant us the wisdom to redeem the time, the discipline to order our days according to God's will, and the grace to faithfully complete every assignment He have entrusted to us. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, "You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." Good morning, Father. Father, we come this morning as humbly as we know how. We come, Father, just asking that you continue to bless us as your children. We come, Father, to acknowledge you as the only true and living God. We thank you for going before us. We thank you, God, for going behind us. We thank you, Father, for being on every side, on top and the bottom of us. In other words, God, we just thank you for covering us on every side. We thank you for the angels that you dispatched on our dwelling, on every corner of our homes throughout the night and protected us from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, for you're letting us know, God, that you still have use for us. You still have an assignment for us. You still have some things for us to do, some people for us to convince that they need to accept you as their God, and some people for us to encourage, God, as they have lost hope. We are grateful that you continue to give us chance after chance. We are grateful, God, for the new mercies that you have prepared for us in this day. Father, we don't know what they look like, but we're just trusting you. We're following you. And we, God, will do our best to please you in this day. We come now to thank you for the praise report from Patricia S. regarding her daughter Tasha's surgery. We thank you, God, for touching the hearts and minds of the decision makers at the insurance company. We thank you, God, for allowing them to approve her surgery. Now we pray, Father, that you will continue to hold her close, and we pray that she will have a successful surgery and be totally healed with no complications. We pray for Anita this morning, asking that you surround her environment with your peace. We ask, God, if there are any weapons that are formed against her, God, we ask that you would just not allow them to prosper, but give her peace as you work through her situation and help her to realize, God, that you and you alone hold all power to control all people in all circumstances. We pray for Edward R. this morning. We pray that you direct him as he performs his job. We pray for Bree this morning, asking that you will prick her heart, change her mind, and keep her close. We pray this morning for that young man who has been trying to find a job in his field, and that young man who has been trying to get the appropriate credentials that he needs. Father, I pray that you will open the door for him to do so. And I pray, God, that you will continue to keep him focused on those things that you would have him to do today. We pray for that family and all of those who are traveling today, those who are traveling by cruise line, those who are traveling by car, those who are traveling on foot, by bicycle, by air, whatever means they're traveling, God, I ask that you will surround them with your Holy Spirit so that they might be protected in everywhere that they go. for those school closures in Central Florida, and I imagine all over this nation. I pray, God, that you will open doors for those who were displaced to find jobs. Open doors for them, God, to get gainful and meaningful employment with salaries and benefits, God, that will support their lifestyles. For all of those in need of your intervention this morning, for those marriages that need help, for those children who need to be focused, for those who need guidance, for those who are at a standstill to get up and go, for those who are afraid to fail, to be given confidence and boldness and the inner drive to walk by faith. Father, we pray for all of those who have situations that they have not shared with anyone. We ask that you would just breathe upon their situation, breathe upon their efforts, and help them to continue to do their best as you work through their situation. Father, I pray that you will allow us to see your hand in everything that goes on. I pray that you will allow us to understand your purpose in all of the negative things that we are surrounded by. And I pray, God, that you will help us to grow to be more like Jesus, and that you will help us to grow to treat other people the way they should be treated, that you would help us, God, to grow to walk by faith and not by sight, and that you would help us, God, in this day alone, to do those things that will please you. For everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray that you will grant each of us wisdom to make decisions. I pray that you will grant each of us discipline so that we might consult you in everything that goes on. And I pray, Father, that you will give each of us the level of grace that we need so that we might lean and depend on you throughout the day. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, keep the words of Scripture, and they will keep you. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. Keep the words of Scripture, and they will keep you. Praise.